I was talking to our friends, to the great True Blue coverage team, Andy Mazur, Mark Carmen, and Harry Tynowitz. On their way out the door, I asked them, who do they want to see? And you know, you're not supposed to jump ahead, right? Because we got the Dodgers next. Get through the Dodgers. But let's just, I'm not talking about who we want to see. Who do you want in the Astros-Yankees face-off is probably the better way to phrase that for anyone who is worried about superstitions or jinxing anything. Same thing. But I, if I have my druthers, I understand that that Houston has gone through a lot. But if we're looking at the history of baseball, I don't think there's anything better than a Cubs-Yankees face-off. I mean, the history there, just going all the way back, even if you think about Babe Ruth pointing to the outfield where he's going to hit his home run, the Bambino, I just think that there's something kind of incredible about that. But that's just me. This is a weird season because I've followed the Cubs. I've not lived and died by every game like I did last year. I think there is something to be there's something soothing about having the World Series, you know, in our town. That championship is ours, and they'll never take that away from us. So maybe we all got a little lax. Maybe our support, our frenzy for the team was not quite the level as it was last year. But that game, if you're a Cubs fan, I think that we are all in now. If you watch that game from beginning to end, it was complete drama from, you know, getting ahead 1-0. Felt good. We're like, all right, we're in this. Off to a great start. Then we're down 4-1. And the number of people who were posting on social media that, oh, it's over and that's it. I'm going to watch something else. I get it. You know, it's stressful. You have to take care of yourself. But in my house, we were yelling and screaming and cheering and jumping around, you know, because it was only the third. Here was the thing. It was only the third inning when we were down 4-1. How were you feeling, Michael, when you were watching that?
Oh, it was a very tense time in the Heidemann household. I could say that for a fact.
It's stressful.
Yeah, and especially after seeing like the highlights from last game, and
yes.
And how he hit a grand slam, and I kept thinking, oh no, please! Every time they would load up the bases too, so I was just so tense, thinking that bat was going to hit another grand slam. So I'm glad we pulled through, though. It made me feel very, very happy.
I agree. I mean, and there were some. They were, by the way. You're right. When they were replaying yesterday's game with that grand slam that landed in the basket, was hard to watch, especially because mm-hmm. And then again, he hit a. Anyway, but see what we did. Yeah. Well,
whoever that guy is, I wasn't a fan of him this series, to be honest.
You and I both refuse to absorb his name.
It's
like we're like that guy who keeps screwing up our day.
He was Lord Voldemort, as you can put it. He cannot be spoken.
He shall not speak his name.
Mm-mm.
And then there were some of the weirdest calls. That drop third strike, for anyone who was watching the game, I mean, I really enjoyed the replay on that because the catcher was like, hey, when he wrapped all the way around, because when a batter swings, you know, they do a follow through. You have to go all the way to get your hips in it. You wrap yourself. You know, he had the bat come all the way around. And the catcher was saying that the reason he didn't get the ball from that strike was because there was batter interference. But if you watch that replay, which I did it over and over again because they were kind enough to show it to us over and over again, he didn't move that much. And I think that when the bat struck his helmet, the ball was already either, you know, he'd already missed it. It was already on its journey, shall we say. So that was a strange thing. But then with the next batter, Michael, the catcher was like so intense. He was so wound up about what had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
He got too close to the batter, which was why he interfered on the next swing. Did you see that? The batter hit his mitt.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to get that that next kind of penalty, I suppose.
He was going to make sure that nothing else happened. Yeah. So
jeez.
His over eagerness did not play well. The announcers were interesting. There was a moment where Russell hit a fly ball, a low fly ball to the outfield, and I don't know if Worth needed to slide, but the announcers were like, well, clearly the light was in his eyes. How much were the announcers rooting for the Nationals? They so don't want the Cubs to keep going. And you know what? Poopy pants to you. Too bad. We're going on. We're going to see the Dodgers on Saturday. More after this on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. While True Blue coverage was continuing after the Cubs game, because they were doing a little bit of pre-post-game True Blue coverage, we had some guests that were scheduled, and we apologize and thank our guests who were scheduled and were unable to join us. We had Jen Weigel with a medium who will be at the Wilmette Theater. We also were supposed to have Steve Dale and Scott Stantis. But, you know, our coverage of the Cubs this is pretty incredible. I almost feel like next time this happens next week on Tuesday, we should just have a party in the green room while we're waiting for the game to end And, you know, we'll have the guests on afterwards. People who want to talk about the Cubs after the game, don't you think?
I think that's a great idea,
yeah,
actually.
We'll order some Lou Malnati's, mm-hmm. We'll hang out together and watch the Cubs game. All right, that's done. We're going to do it on Tuesday. So, there was one guest that I wanted to make sure we got on, and that was Mark Dmitrovich. Mark Dmitrovich. I got it. You'll hear me mess it up in the interview as well. But I had to write out phonetically. Incredible guy. His family has been incredibly supportive of Equestrian Connection. Equestrian Connection is there are stables out in Lake Forest where individuals with disabilities can do hippotherapy. And my son has been riding a horse since he was 2.5 years old. It has helped him learn how to be coordinated. It's helped with his core strength, with his legs, with his eye-hand coordination. And one of the things, I don't think I told this story on the air, I was telling Mark about it before we started. When my family went to Springfield, we visited New Salem, which is the frontier town that Abraham Lincoln lived in before he moved to Springfield. And there are all the cabins, you know, that everyone lived in that's been recreated. It's a wonderful place to visit, by the way. And Declan and I were walking, and all of a sudden we came across a meadow with a fence around it, and there was one horse with his head over the fence, and Declan walked right up to him and just started petting the horse as though it was the most natural thing, you know. And it's a wonderful thing to see your kid who doesn't really connect with people maybe, or even with other animals, but with a horse, it's a powerful, powerful emotion between individuals who have the opportunity to ride. So here's our interview with Mark and our conversation about Equestrian Connection. You're listening Pretty Late, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Patty Vasquez, and one of the things you know I'm passionate about are the wonderful programs throughout the Chicagoland area that help individuals with disabilities. My son has been fortunate enough to participate in hippotherapy, and when you hear that, you're like, hippotherapy? It is horseback riding, and he works with a therapist and a couple of other aides that help him develop strength and a connection with the horse, and it really has been a wonderful journey with Equestrian Connection, and they have a great fundraiser coming up this weekend, Marty's Barn Party on Saturday night. Joining us in the studio is Mark Dmitrovich. Oh my gosh, I was so excited about getting it right. Mark Dmitrovich. Dmitrovich. Am I close?
You got it.
Dmitrovich.
Exactly.
I'm going to say it over and over again until I get it right. Dmitrovich. I think I spelled it out. You actually know his one of his bars. You see it pretty regularly on Chicago Fire. Lottie's is a co-star of the show, really, at this point, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of the focal points, the glue that keeps all three shows together.
It really is. They even built the interior of your bar on their soundstage.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Very weird. I wouldn't think anybody would ever want to replicate that, but they did.
I love it. And how did you get to involved with the Equestrian Connection and all the people there?
The Equestrian Connection, my father is the one that started with Diana Schnell, who runs it now. And it started off with my niece, Spencer. She was born premature, and my father was looking for a way to get her back up to speed, get her core strength better, you know, catch up with the other kids. And he walked into a barn, met Diana, who was working with her kids, and they got to talking and decided this is a worthwhile cause, and, you know, let's try to take it to the next level. And that's what they did. And the first big fundraiser they did was Marty's Barn Party, and it kind of kicked everything off.
It really has done so much for people in the Chicagoland area. Because, you know, if people can't get to Equestrian Connection, they've learned a lot about what Diana has accomplished there. And so there are people, you know, in other organizations that are able to sort of mimic that or learn from her, too. And that's been extraordinary as well. So thank you so much to your family and really the ripple effect you've had throughout the Chicagoland area.
Absolutely, but I got to give all credit to Diana. I mean, what the work that she's done there, it's been unbelievable. It really is all her,
she
without a doubt.
She is so driven.
Yes, it is. It's amazing.
I saw her one day when they were she was struggling with the loss of one of her horses, and I mean, it's like losing a member of the family.
And oh, absolutely.
She's so devoted to the people that work there, the people that come in and are benefiting from the services, and of course the horses. Do you ride at all?
I'm an avid rider myself.
You are?
Yeah.
So how often do you get a chance to ride?
I ride about 4 or 5 days a week.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you have your own horse?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not part of Equestrian Connection. You have a property out in the suburbs?
Yeah, I'm at a barn where I keep the horse there, and actually I jump, so.
Okay, but I didn't even know this part of you.
Yeah, so I can relate very much with, you know, the folks at Equestrian Connection. It's the human-horse contact. I mean, what it does for me, it's, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just with the focus, the lessons it teaches you, the humility, everything, and it's just, you know, it's an unbelievable sport. So
how old were you when you started riding?
I started really riding competitively probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But competitively. I didn't grow up doing it, just, you know, a little bit of backyard riding, but competitively I started about 10 years ago.
That's incredible. Yeah. I had no idea that you were doing that.
Yeah.
What's your horse's name?
Captain.
Captain, my captain. I love that. And you, wow, I tried riding again when Declan started doing hippotherapy at another stable, and I would take lessons while he was riding. Because when I was younger, I had the chance to do barrel racing. I agree. The connection you can have with the horse, that power that you share between you is incredible.
Yep.
And so Marty's Barn Party is every fall. This year, actually, Sarah Evans is performing, which is great. Congratulations on that incredible booking.
I agree.
And what is your favorite part of the Barn Party? Because we've done this every year. I've been able to be there, I think, the last 6 or 7 years.
What I like best about it is, first of all, that it's at the actual barn. I mean, there's one thing to go to a fundraiser at a hotel, and it's just kind of impersonal. It's just another party a lot of times. But when you're in the barn, you really understand what it is, and then you understand what the programming is, and then you get to meet some of the kids and some of the parents, and that connection, you really see it. And then when you understand that every dollar that's raised goes directly back into the program, doesn't go through anybody else. So, like what you do, you really make an impact. Like there, you can sponsor a rider for the year, sponsor a horse for the year. So, you see your dollars at work, which I think is pretty unique.
And I want to encourage everyone to go to equestrianconnection.org. You can find out how to buy tickets for the Marty's Barn Party, which is this Saturday. I'll be there hanging out with everybody because there's always great stuff. First of all, there's always great food. Oh, my God, the food's always amazing.
Yeah.
It's, you guys have, like, the chefs, you know, carving out. I'm not sure what it is this year, so I don't want to to go into any details. But I'm like Pavlov's dog. My mouth is starting to water just thinking about the incredible buffet they always set out. There's a great auctions. There's a silent auction. There are live auctions. As you mentioned, you can sponsor a horse or you can sponsor a rider for the year. There's nothing like it, really. This is my favorite fundraiser of the year.
I agree. And don't forget about Pioneer Tavern Group sponsoring the bar for the barn party.
Is that your is that your organization? Yeah. Is that your company? Because you have, not only in addition to Lottie's, which we know from Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med, you also are one of the owners of The Pony.
Yep.
And what was the other one you told me?
Frontier.
And where's Frontier?
That's on Milwaukee, like Milwaukee and Augusta.
Okay. And then Pony is over on Belmont.
Yep.
Because we know the Loonies.
Yep.
Everybody knows the Loonies.
Speaking of Cubs, we all know the Loonies.
No kidding. How did your company come to be? Were you always in the tavern industry?
No, I wasn't. I had another company. I had a promotional products company, and I was getting bored. My partner, he had a moving company,
and
we were both kind of looking for another opportunity. Actually, we were just looking for property at first, and then we came across an old man barn. We're like, maybe we ought to buy this. You got time to do it? And he's like, I got time to do it. So it kind of all started there, and then while we were looking for places, my partner started working with Pat over at the Abbey.
Okay.
And so he kind of got a lesson by, on the job
that's
training.
That's an old man bar, yeah. Looney is the epitome, Irish old guy owning the Abbey pub.
Yeah, yep. So he basically got on the job training, and then, our opportunity came to get Lottie's, and then we bought it, and kind of the rest is history.
Was Lottie's the original name of the bar?
Yes, since, Lottie Zikorski owned it starting in 1934.
What?
Well,
tell people where that one's located, where Lottie's is.
That's in Bucktown. It's on Cortland and Winchester.
All right. That's a great area. How long has Lottie's been? Have you had Lottie's?
I've had it for 15 years.
Okay. So, really in the upswing part of Bucktown coming around.
Sure.
Being kind of hipster area, too.
Yeah. We've kind of watched it grow around us.
That's so cool. We were hanging out with Mark Dimitrovich, who is it's your dad who really, and Diana, who made so many families reach potentials that they didn't think were possible. Their children, adult children with disabilities, benefit from the services that you guys have really helped create a base in that community. It's out in Lake Forest, equestrianconnection.org. Come to Marty's Barn Party. More with Mark when we come back in just a second. More than a second. I mean, I don't want you to count and you'd be like, it was way more than a second, Patty. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase studio. Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest. We had to record this because my my friends Mark Carmen, Harry Tynowitz, and Andy Mazur are downstairs doing the True Blue post-coverage. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to make sure we get this interview in to talk about Marty's Barn Party at the Equestrian Connection out in Lake Forest. You can go to equestrianconnection.org for more information about all the great things they do there and how to buy tickets. Joining me in studio is Mark Dimitrovich, who is one of the owners of Lottie's and the Pony and Wait Frontier.
Yep.
And a new bar soon to be named.
Yes.
I'll leave that up to you when you want to tell us more about that. But thank you for coming like during the Cubs game. I know that you had to be in your car listening to the game. It was hard too. Were you was it a nail biter for you as well?
Oh, are you kidding?
That is insane.
I mean, the whole series has been exhausting.
It has been because it's been a weird season. I've watched a lot of games. It doesn't have that same energy, obviously, of ending the curse last year.
No.
But man, this game, like so many weird things happened. I've never seen like the third drop strike, you know, on that one, and then the slide in a first where his foot popped off the bag. And we got him out. It's just been some of the craziest calls, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think anybody predicted the game to go the way it went, especially with not scoring any runs throughout the series and then to be 9-8 and then with just mistakes that you make when you're in Little League.
Yes, exactly.
It was crazy.
There was a point, I mean, we were down 4-1, and that was only, maybe the second or third inning, and people were already throwing up their hands and like, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on my couch jumping up and down. I'm like, that's all right. That's okay. We're going to beat you anyway, because it's just, you got to keep your spirits up. Otherwise, what's the point of watching any game?
I was worried. The way the other games had gone, I was, you know, cause for concern being down 4-1, but it was an impressive comeback.
You're not wrong. I mean, the Grand Slam yesterday was brutal.
Yeah,
that was, oh my God. It reminded me of Steve Garvey.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I cried. I cried and I cried and I cried. And it was hard for me to watch baseball for a while after that.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
That was a heartbreaker. So thank God we did not have a heartbreaker tonight. And then, so this means on Saturday, when we're at Marty's Barn Party, the game is going to be on. I almost feel like I need to tell Diana to maybe get a TV screen in there.
I'm sure they can probably work that out.
Because otherwise they wouldn't be on their phone. So Sarah Evans is performing. This is a great event.
Yeah.
There's a great silent auction with people donating items from all of the Chicagoland area, including Apt Electronics. Ooh, maybe we call Steve Shapiro and tell him to bring us a television for the Cubs game.
There you go.
I think we can work that out. And there'll be live auctions, and you can support and sponsor a rider or a horse for the year. You really make a difference in a family's life when you support a child or an adult with a disability. And I'm sure that when you watch those videos, I mean, your family must be so proud of what they've accomplished just based on the, you know, that one moment, that decision your dad made to seek something for your niece to help her get stronger. What a remarkable moment.
Oh, I agree completely.
And your father, I know that one of the things that we always talk about every year is, and it's a tribute to your dad who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Not was it before the first Marty's Barn Party, or was he there for the first one?
No, it was in 07. He was there for the first one. He was sick for the second, then he passed away before the third.
It is it's a legacy that you know, nobody could have even imagined for anybody else. I mean, I it's to know what your father accomplished through all the great things that are done at the Equestrian Connection. It's an incredible legacy.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, there's been some, you know, what a lot of people don't see, they kind of see a finished product now, but there's been some ups and downs,
you know,
especially after he left. He left a bit of a void, but, you know, much like the Cubbies tonight, Diana, she had the vision. She didn't want to give up, and, you know, the rest is kind of history. But, you know, a lot of great people there, I have to give a shout out to one of my good friends that, you know, helped to run the organization, Peter Billmeyer. He did a really good job, helped turning it around. And like I said, it's in a good place now.
And everyone can go to equestrianconnection.org. You'll see photos of some of the sessions of therapy, the property, which, by the way, how gorgeous
is it
out
there? Oh, it's great. It's beautiful.
It's like this magical sort of scenery when you go. There's a pond. There's a, you know, trail. I love when Declan has the opportunity to ride outside.
Yeah.
There's nothing like being on a horse in sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So when you said you ride competitively as well, where now do you compete, like in the Midwest? Do you travel nationally? Where does this take you?
Well, you can go pretty much wherever you want to go.
Yeah. So to what extent do you, I mean, so you haul your horse around the country?
Yeah, I'll be in Nashville next week.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to keep us posted on this.
Well,
I don't know. I've seen you at every single Marty's Barn party, and this conversation never came up.
Well, I didn't wear my outfit, so I.
What kind of outfit do you have?
My show clothes, which are very emasculating.
I'm going to have to see your show clothes.
I don't know.
Okay, you got the riding boots. What do they call the riding pants? They're sort of like a
jodhpurs. Yeah.
Jodhpurs.
Yeah.
Do you have to wear like those like tails? You have to wear like
not the tails, but you got to wear the jacket,
like a short coat,
tie, and you know, and that's. The problem I have with the sport is that when you wear that coat and tie, it takes away the athleticism out of it because they think if you can wear a coat and tie, how hard could it be?
Right.
But
yeah, that's so bizarre.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done as a sport.
Is riding. Well, because it's so much on your core, and that's why it's so beneficial for individuals who need to get stronger. As you mentioned, your niece who had been born prematurely, which set your father on this path to find something for her, which is hippotherapy. It helps develop your core, obviously leg muscles, and also neurologically, because you're working on balance, you're working on what happens next. One of the things they do with therapeutic horseback riding at Equestrian Connection is that there are skills there too. So children and adults who ride will sometimes, you know, they have like a course for them. They have to learn how to steer the horse in a certain path. They have eye-hand coordination games, kind of like the beanbag sort of.
Yeah, beanbag toss.
Beanbag toss. And it is really incredible to watch. And I know that if anyone is curious about securing services or participating in this, you can, again, go to equestrianconnection.org, and Diana and the folks that work there will give you a tour, give you an idea of what that looks like and, you know, how much it costs and things. So go to equestrianconnection.org. Marty's Barn Party is this Saturday night. And there are VIP options. There are, you know, dinner and drinks. There's dancing. Sarah Evans is performing. And this is a little side note. We actually created Whiskey and a Cookie with you. We were standing at the bar.
We're joking.
Yeah, my friend Elliot, well, my sidecar on Friday nights, Elliot Serrano, and I we walked up to the bar and got some bullet bourbon.
Yeah.
And then someone came around with like a basket of cookies, and I was just like the happiest person all of a sudden. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and you're like, we talked about you did the Friday night segment.
Yeah. You have to come and join us sometime.
Yeah. Whiskey and a cookie.
And a cookie. It doesn't get any better than that.
I agree.
What do you want people to know about? I know you talked a lot about Diana's determination to make this a success. What are the other things that you've learned over the years about the people who ride at Equestrian Connection and the people who work there?
You know, the biggest thing is like being a horseback rider myself is that I can completely relate to what that horse does for you. And you know, the more I ride and the more the years go by, the more I appreciate what the horse does for you. But, you know, what I find the most impressive is that, you know, there's a lot of hard luck cases over there at the Equestrian Connection. A lot of kids that, you know, they don't seem to get much joy out of any other type of therapy or any other activities. And just to see the look on their face and the excitement.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing that the power of the horse does that for these kids. And it's pretty universal. And they love it and they appreciate it. And, you know, the parents are happy. I mean, it's just really like a real heartwarming experience to witness.
I agree. I mean, because Declan's been in therapy since he was born. They, like, even in the NICU, he was in the hospital for a month. And, you know, they had to start, you know, with whether it was developmental therapy and physical therapy. He has been through so many different kinds of therapies that he would just start to fall asleep or cuddle to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He has never tried to do that when he's out at Equestrian Connection. That's the one where he runs in there, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
He lights up. It's almost magical for our family.
Oh, absolutely. But that's the same sentiment, I think, all the way across the board.
Yeah.
You know, and then you talk about the folks at work there. I mean, they're some of the most selfless individuals you ever met in your life. I mean, they're really great.
Well, and that's the thing. Diana has done a great job of finding people from so many different backgrounds, and they bring their expertise there. There was a guy named Danny who worked with Declan who changed my life.
Yeah.
And that continues to be the case with the therapists and the riders that he works with now. And it really, a lot of it is possible through the donations, through the hard work, and through this event every single year, Marty's Barn Party. Again, this Saturday night, Sarah Evans is performing. I'll be hanging out there, and you know, just come on out, have a good time. As Mark mentioned earlier, every single dollar that you spend goes back to Equestrian Connection. It's you can see the fruits of your efforts right
mm-hmm.
there.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Mark, for coming down tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate
gonna
it.
Gonna come hang out at Lottie's pretty soon.
Yeah.
So I mean, and if you'll see Lottie's as the co-star of Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Where can people find out more about your bars?
PioneerTavernGroup.com will get you started, and then you can branch off from there.
There you go. Have a great night, and go Cubbies. I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, sounds good.
Excellent. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, come on. Everyone's something good. Every Cubs fan's something good is that the Cubs have won the National League Central Division, and they are going on to the National League Championship. We are playing the Dodgers on Saturday at 7:08 p.m., and Kershaw will be on the mound, and that's fine. You know what? Let's do this. We got 7 games ahead of us. Hopefully just like 5 as tops. I'm just saying. 3 would be nice. We need 4 to sweep. But I'm not, you know, I'll take what I can get. Did you watch any of the game, Ez?
No.
Okay. Do you want to watch some of the game on Saturday?
I'm good.
All right. That's all good. Your weekend starts after you're done with Nick D's show. You're done.
It does, yeah.
What are you going to do this weekend? What's your plan besides not watch
that,
the Cubs?
I have a friend. It was her birthday this week, so we're gonna go have. She's a new mom now, so she can't stay out late. So just having a few drinks with friends and stuff early on Friday.
How old's the baby?
Months.
Months. Okay. Do you know if she's gone out very much? Because that's the weird part is like immerse yourself into society. And it's hard because you feel like you're like missing something. You're supposed to be doing something. So do you know if she's gone out before this?
I think she has.
Okay.
And then we're going somewhere very close to where they live.
Okay.
So.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I remember those days. I think, you know what, our first night out together, Steve and I, when we left Griffin at home when he was a baby, we went to a Chili's.
Oh, how nice.
Because I like their margaritas. So.
And it must have felt amazing.
It was amazing.
Slightly.
Amazing, yes. It wasn't too far. It was like a 10-minute drive. My mom was watching Griffin, and we felt very good about that experience. But it is, you feel like, you know, you just feel like, because you're not who you were before you had your baby. So you're also adjusting to being this whole new person. So I'm glad you're taking your friend out. What are the plans nearby?
Just to go to Revolution Tap.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah, I went once. It's all beer and stuff, but it's very relaxed there, chill.
All right, very good. Michael, what are you planning for this weekend? I know that we have Friday night, which will be fun.
Yes.
We have Elliot Serrano, Ken Jacobowski, Eric Elk, and Dave Lundy joining us.
It's hard to top that. I mean, I love me some Lundy on the weekend.
I know. He's very passionate about it. Soda tax and the Cubs. Those are his two things that he gets very passionate about.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. and of course, What's That From? He loves doing that too.
Yes.
So I'm excited for all of that. And this weekend's going to be really fun. It's the first dive into my first Halloween thing that I've been doing for the year. And I'm going to go to a haunted house.
Tomorrow night?
I'm very excited. Saturday.
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 Are you coming out to try on some costumes with us at Chicago Costume?
Absolutely.
Ez, you want to join us for trying on some costumes?
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. We'll be there tomorrow. We're going to be shooting a video and trying on. Would you like doing fantasy, like come as you aren't, or do you like doing scary? Ez, for Halloween, what do you like doing?
Come as you aren't? What does that mean?
Come as like something completely different than who you are.
Oh. You know? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could afford it, I would go all out for Halloween. Wigs, makeup, and everything if I had somewhere cool to go to. I have nowhere to go.
Are you working on it? Well, you and I dressed up one year for Halloween. You were a bumblebee.
I was, but that's so easy. Like, you know, buy some cheap wings and wear some yellow.
What would be your fantastical wigs and makeup and all that stuff? What would be the...
I would love to do like a whole Marie Antoinette thing.
I think we could find that tomorrow.
Because that would go, you know, you'd go crazy at the makeup and everything. But, you know,
yeah.
That's the kind of thing where you have to go. It better be a cool time. You can't just go to your friend's house.
Let's find a cool place for Ez to be Marie Antoinette.
Well, I won't be here.
Oh, where are you going?
I'll be in Iceland.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You are leaving for Iceland. And Mike, can we tell people where you're heading in the next few weeks?
Sure. If anyone wants to come with me, that'd be fine.
I'm not telling them to join you, but you two are globetrotting, leaving me here, which is fine. There'll be excellent replacements, I'm sure, for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it sounds like you're leaving around the same time. You're leaving around Halloween as well, aren't you, Michael?
Yeah, I'm leaving around Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right, good. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not both leaving me, I can deal with it.
No, but we'll both be leaving you at the end of the month. So I'll be gone. He'll be here.
Okay.
And then he'll be gone. I'll be here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that works. I feel safe. I'm in a safe place. Where are you heading, Michael Heidemann?
So I am heading to Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Okay, so Esmeralda's going to Iceland.
Mm-hmm. And Dublin.
And, okay, well, why hold back?
Double up.
Double
up. Right. Well, they had the free stopover thing, so I was like, might as well take advantage.
Why'd you pick Iceland?
Because that's where they stop. That's the stopover.
Okay, so you're actually going to Dublin with a stopover in Iceland?
Yes.
Okay. And how long are you spending in Iceland?
Just a one full day.
All right.
Because it's pricey. Because we're going at the end.
All right. Well, have you seen those articles that are like, well, how to spend 24 hours in Iceland?
Right. Yeah. I have somewhat of a plan, but not really. Okay. It's a pretty small city.
Yes.
Like the main area. So I'm thinking just wander around, eat stuff.
Yeah, that seems like a good plan. I like that a lot. And then how long are you in Dublin for?
5 days, 4 days.
Oh, that's awesome. Will you travel around the country? Because, I mean, Ireland.
No,
is...
we're going to stay in Dublin.
All right.
But we'll probably take like maybe a day trip, afternoon trip somewhere near the coast.
All right. Yeah, there's some great places to go. Whether you go to Wickford or Waterford, or you can go down to, I think, County Kerry is really good. There's a lot of good places.
Yeah, I'm quite amazed that they have commuter trains that go pretty far out.
Yes.
And it's like just a regular old, it's like the Metra.
You are going to love it. I love Ireland. I really do. Now, I've never been to Amsterdam. I've been to Copenhagen, but Michael's going to Amsterdam and has picked that as some place he told me he wants to go running through the tulips and ride a bike and look at the windmills. Is that an accurate description of what your plans are?
Just don't ride close. The bike into the tulips.
No, they hate that.
Or a windmill.
Yeah, yes, I'm trying to avoid the tulips at all costs.
Okay.
I would love to just go. It would seem like a wonderful place to, you know, ride a bike and go to the museums and just read a book and just relax. And I always have been a big fan of Second City. And one time I heard that they had a Chicago connection to the Second City in Amsterdam. And I thought that'd be kind of cool. So I'm kind of just dabbling around. And
you should.
I have a little wanderlust that I need to, you know, just take care of. So
yeah, get that done.
I know.
But I was surprised that you're not convinced that Airbnb is for you, and I have to figure out a way to get you past that line. As you did an Airbnb down in Mexico, didn't you?
Yeah, and now we're doing it for Dublin and Iceland too.
I feel like we need to figure this out but the nice thing about being in a hotel, though, especially if you're traveling alone, is that you're in a secured place, right? You have, whether it's a front desk or hotel security, you have things taken care of for you. You don't have to worry about cleaning up after yourself or taking care of a kitchen and things like that. So
it's like you're moving back in with mom, kind of. So just for a few days.
All right. Mom likes to know that she was like a hotel. Like she's
you can live it up too in a hotel.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. Open up the mini bar.
Yeah. Get room service.
Exactly. All right. Well,